Welcome to Dream Business Radio, the place to create your dream business now. Get ready for some inspiration, some encouragement, some proven business building strategies, and a couple of new ideas
that you haven't even thought of.
It's time to leave Slow and Steady as She Goes to the other entrepreneurs, because this program is all about speed and fast results. And now, broadcasting from his floating home somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, the dream business coach himself, Jim Palmer.
Hello there, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to another fantastic live episode of Dream Business Radio. I'm your host, Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, coming to you today from Chattanooga, Tennessee. It is a gorgeous day. This is episode 601, and my special guest is Ray Miller. Ray, how are you doing today, other than your camera acting up?
Other than that, Jim, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
No, I'm actually, I would rather have no camera and audio than just because I don't read lips. So we're gonna rock and roll here with a great live show. You're gonna find this very interesting. And I'm just excited to introduce Ray to my audience. So let me do that and we will dive right in. Ray Miller is the owner and founder of Ray Miller Healing. Ray is known as Ray the Healer, which is pretty cool. He's been helping people in person and virtually stay healthy, active, and pain-free for over 27 years. Ray is the host of the new podcast, Ray the Healer Podcast. Ray the Healer successfully helps adults suffering from many conditions, including acute and chronic pain, lower back, neck, jaw, shoulder, hip, and knee, PTSD, trauma, childhood, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, a lot of different things. Long COVID, I know he works with, autoimmune and digestive issues. So we're going to attempt to cover all of that today on Dream Business Radio. Once again, Ray, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Thank you so much.
All right. Who's that? Oh, there's Jeff Herring saying hi. Jeff, a fellow member of our Dream Business Mastermind. Anyway, so the reason I'm asking Ray on, not only do I work with him and know him, I'm a great admirer of the work he does. And it kind of fascinates me. Since I've been coaching in 2009, I've met some people that are different, that are in different fields, and I've come to understand different things. They always bring the marketing perspective. So we're going to get a little bit of marketing out of this also, but I also think what he does is so important. So Ray, one of the things that fascinates me about your business is that, you know, I understand many clients come to you with chronic pain and different syndromes, I guess, whether back pain, gut issues, autoimmune, and I know you mentioned long COVID, which is, I guess, still something. So, but you've come to realize that some patients, the pain is not so much a physical problem as it has its roots in something that may have happened decades ago. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I mean, it can be a big piece. I mean, sometimes it's not, but a lot of times when you have chronic pain that can't be cured by, you know, physical therapist, chiropractor, you know, or autoimmune issues, you've gone to functional medicine people and they're not being, not being really addressed, especially long COVID. And, you know, that's a big one too. We could talk about that later. But a lot of times, it could really come from, childhood or even, you know, before you even remembered anything. So birth trauma is a big one, developmental trauma before you even, you know, remember, have memory that's developed, that could create a big tax on our nervous system. And, you know, years later, it could manifest as a lot of these syndromes and or chronic pain.
I know you've shared with me and just some, obviously without names, folks, hip and all that, but you've shared with me some of the stories. Somebody may come to you like with a frozen shoulder or some other thing, and you start to kind of heal them and work with them in that regard. But then with all your training, you figure out there's something that may have happened, whether 5 years ago or 50 years ago, which is causing that. And it's kind of, it's in the mind, I guess, right? Or nervous system?
It's more in your nervous system. Okay. Things in the mind, could be addressed, but usually it's almost, I would say the worst condition, the worst, the past was, and I don't say the worst, but the more trauma they have had. And so especially with long COVID, because it's a very confusing this confusing condition, and it can make people feel really, really bad. I've had some really great success with it. And most of the time we'll uncover like what happened before this, right? What happened in childhood, or, you know, what was any of their traumas in the past, right? And it seems like it's disconnected, but it's really connected, right? Because when we store survival energy in our bodies, trauma, right, in our bodies, in our nervous systems, not in our minds, right, what happens is, what happens? It's like there's a tiger right there. There's a tiger in the room, right? So our nervous system, our body says, oh, we don't need to digest food. We don't need to have our lymphatic system working properly because there's danger, immediate danger. And that's how we carry trauma in our bodies. And so what happens with this is we kind of split off, right? So our mind says one thing and our body says something different, because when, you know, we experience traumatic events in the past, usually that splits off. Right.
Okay.
Especially complex trauma, stuff that happens to go over, that happens, you know, a prolonged period of trauma, we tend to be disconnected to our body. So our mind's saying one thing and our body's saying something different. Like our mind's saying yes and our body's saying no. So it's just like one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. Can you imagine driving your car that way?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you imagine driving your car that way? And you bring it in every month to your mechanic, because what are you doing in your car, right? Same with our bodies. It really, that's kind of the start of a lot of syndromes and chronic pain and, you know, long COVID. Yeah.
I mentioned to you when we first met, I've worked with some functional medicine doctors in the past, and it seems a lot very similar to what you do. In fact, when the first one I went, her name is Dr. Carey, said, we find the root cause, we fix the root problems, you can feel normal and healthy again. So I think we've become a society of go have a pill or just get massages every week. Why don't we just find out what's causing the pain, which that's a lot of what you do also.
Yeah, it's a lot what I do. You know, I have a functional medicine background, a functional nutrition background. I studied it intensely. And as well as the physical aspect of getting people out of pain. But those two are very effective, right? They're very effective, but except for people who have, you know, that can't figure it out, this is really the missing piece. It's the missing piece on COVID. It's the missing piece to chronic conditions, chronic pain that can't be, cured by, or gut health, this can't be cured by supplements or physical therapy and things like that. So the missing piece really is really safe. I hate to use trauma, but it's trauma healing. So that is a big missing piece if people are getting frustrated with, not being able to cure, get relief from a lot of these syndromes and symptoms.
Now, one of the one of the treatments, I don't know what it's actually called, but I heard from you about somatic healing. And you, as a matter of fact, 2 days ago, you just got back from like 10 days in Italy for some high level training. What is somatic healing?
Okay. So, somatic healing is, well, really soma means body, right? So somatic is of the body. Right. So what it does is, well, what I do with somatic healing is help people first build some safety in their bodies. If you had a lot of trauma, there's not a lot of safety in your body. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start to educate first, build safety in the body, build capacity, because our nervous system is really kind of, I would say, contract, right? When we stuff emotions from, who knows, it could even be from some time where we have no idea, we don't even remember, right? But our nervous systems remember. So we want to build a little more capacity and just get capacity and safety in our system so we could start to deal with these difficult emotions. And they're not going to be as difficult when we do that. Once we start doing that, amazing things start happening over time, right? Amazing things like the happiness that they were looking for, spirituality they were looking for, kind of comes naturally when we build a container of safety and capacity in our system. Then we start dealing with the rough, you know, difficult emotions that we suppressed. It's amazing what happens is that, you know, feelings of joy, confidence, and health really start to come forward on its own while doing this work without having to work or look for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what role does trauma play in somatic symptoms? Does trauma always seem to be the main trigger for this type of thing, or are there other things?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, they're like we talked about functional medicine. Sure. There could be a lot of issues, you know, with could be nutritional issues and everything else. But when we're talking about somatic healing and somatic trauma healing, it's just really healing trauma through your body instead of just using your mind. That's mm-hmm. really, yeah.
So, I'm curious because your practice, people do see you locally. You're in like Northern Jersey, right? Right across the river from New York.
Yeah.
And you also see people via Zoom, which fascinates me that you can do that. Mm-hmm. So being a guy that's in demand, how did you get 10 days to go to Italy? Did you see clients like through Zoom, or did you just book yourself out to get that kind of training?
I did see some clients through Zoom because I frequently, take a lot of, trainings, but, I do see some of them that needed it, but, it was mostly my time to learn and grow myself, which is a big part of somatic healing is you got to practice what you preach and work on yourself because this is not something you can learn out of a book. It's not like sort of body work techniques. When I used to work on people just, you know, with say neck pain, you know, I learn a technique, I apply it right away, right? This is different. This is, the deeper you go, the more for yourself and the more you heal yourself, the more you really can, create a space and of safety for your clients, at a deeper level. It's just so, it's really important with this work to do your own.
One of the things that fascinated me when I started working with you, Ray, is, you know, people will come to you with a pain or they think, and I'm assuming a lot of people think it's something physical and then you start to address the physical, but then in conversation, you start to uncover some of these things. How long does that usually take? Are people open like right up front or does it take a little while to develop trust or how's that work?
Yeah. Well, there's two answers to that. I think the one thing is that a lot of people, it depends on how much pain they're in, right? If they're in incredible amounts of pain, they try lots of things. Well, they're open to just about anything, right?
Okay.
But sometimes people just have something's persistent and it does take a little time to trust because, you know, I try to educate people on how the nervous system really works. And mm-hmm. people are like, wait a second, how come I never heard this before? Or like, you know? And so, but you know, I try to get results as quickly as possible. So it does take a little bit of trust in there, but
okay.
Once I start to guide them, get them a little more relief, then they start saying, oh, okay. All right. Well, let me stick with this. I'm getting some relief, you know? So, then we take it from there. So, okay. But it does take a bit of trust. And depends on how bad, you know, the situation is or how bad your symptoms are. But,
people that listen to the Dream Business Radio podcast, they know I usually, do a lot of research two ways. I go to the website, look for the blog, which raythehealer.com is your website. It's pretty darn good. And she got a couple of new podcast episodes up there. You got some blog posts. The other thing I do is I see if they published a book. I happen to know you're writing a book. So if you're listening to this interview some point in the future, go check out Ray the Healer on Amazon. It's not there yet if you're watching it live. But so I want to ask you about a couple blog posts I saw at raythehealer.com. One of them is titled Touch Work. I know what that is, but it always fascinates me because sometimes you have therapists recommend some of their clients do because obviously therapists touching is a no-no, but you tell me about the touch work blog posts.
Yeah. I mean, it's really unfortunate where we are in, you know, in healing is that therapists are more mind-based, mm-hmm. right? So you go and talk, right? And so somatic healing doesn't always include touch work, right? However, especially if you have developmental trauma and if it's a good fit, touch could be one of the missing pieces for people that to get relief and to really heal, because you're going through the body. You're not trying to go through the mind, right? And if you've had developmental trauma, like before you had memory, how would you possibly talk about that, right? There's nothing to talk about, right? But your nervous system is still having somatic, you know, it's having a reaction of survival energy, right? So the best way to get to that with most people, not everyone that has that kind of issue, is through touch work, but not massage or not cranial sacral or any of that. It's actually touch work very specific to trauma healing. So so it's super, it's a big missing piece for a lot of people who are suffering from childhood or developmental trauma. And it is just, when it's done correctly and safely, it is incredibly healing. And it is, like I say, a big missing piece.
And you know, you said something, I gotta dig a little deeper. You said they may not even have a memory of it. Like it could be like that long ago. How does that come out if they have no memory of it?
Well, it doesn't come out. Right. It's just okay. Like a lot of times what will happen is sometimes I'll see people who are younger, you know, maybe in their 20s, and they'll have some symptoms. They'll usually have some pain. And a lot of times they'll have some gut health issue. They'll have Crohn's, IBS, something like that.
Okay.
And I'll always have them check. I always check in with the parents, or have them check in with the parents, how their birth was. Right.
Okay.
And a lot of times it was like, there was some kind of birth difficulties. Like, for example, a big one is being stuck in a birth canal. That's a big, right. And then they're stuck in the birth canal. Right. Can you imagine what our bodies are saying? Right. We don't have any memory. We're a little tiny
infants. Yeah.
Right. And so we're stuck. And what do they do? It's a good thing they save our lives, but they'll take the vacuum and suck them out. Right. So they have two traumas. One is being stuck in the birth canal. One is being, you know, sucked out, and it throws your cranial bones off and a whole bunch of other things. But a lot of times that affects the vagus nerve, right, which affects your gut. It goes right into your gut. So a lot of people who have birth trauma will have a lot of gut health issues and a lot of anxiety. And, you know, everyone's different, but how we deal with that is through the body and getting safety in the body and processing through the body. And you can. It's amazing. You don't have to have a memory to order to heal from this stuff and to start to feel better, right?
So when you're doing what you're just describing, I feel like so out of my element right now. When you're doing what you're doing, Ray, is that somatic healing or is that something else?
No, that's somatic healing. So that's healing. Okay. That's healing. That's somatic trauma healing. So like somatic experiencing is really healing. That's one of the techniques I use is somatic experience techniques is healing trauma through the body. And not just not trying to heal it through the mind, right? Because it's stored in the body. We have afferent nerves, right? That are 85% of those nerve pathways go from our body to our brain. 15% or so go from our brain to our body, right? So it makes sense that this is where we hold a lot of trauma. It's not just in our minds, mostly in our body.
And I know you've had a lot of experience. You probably got a whole alphabet after your name. You've had so much training, but that right there, I think, is one of the differences. People sometimes ask, well, what's the difference between a therapist and what you do? Right. Yeah. This is stuff that just talking can't fix some of these issues.
That's absolutely true. Yep.
Interesting. Another blog post. Let's see. We got about 10 minutes, right? Another blog post, common mistakes when attempting to heal trauma. Talk about that if you would.
Well, you know, what frustrates me, what kind of got me into, you know, getting out there more and educating people and starting my podcast and stuff like that. But part of that is because I see common mistakes, right? And one is there's a bunch of them, but I'll tell you for example, people could meditate, do yoga, right? Do energy healing. They could do plant-based medicine. They could do a lot of different things, right? For trauma, but those kind of things are very good support for this, for the individual, right? They could be a good resource and support through a trauma healing journey. However, they don't heal trauma in and of itself. Okay. How you heal trauma is through the nervous system and the laws of the nervous system. Our nervous systems work in a very specific way. And when you could do it gently and safely and slowly, right? And that's, people hate to hear that word, slowly, right? Mm-hmm. But because that's one of the misconceptions, is people want to go fast. They want to get out of pain. But it takes, I would say, instead of slow, deliberate and organized, right? Because trauma is disorganized in our body. So we need to go slowly and safely first. Because what happens is a lot of people will go in, talk about their trauma, or try to have a big catharsis. Without even realizing it, it re-traumatizes our system when we shut back down. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's a big, big misconception. Right. And the other misconception, I've said, just talking is the answer. It's part of the answer, but it's not fully the answer. And also, like I started to say, you know, energy healing is really helpful, but that in and of itself doesn't heal trauma just as well as yoga and spirituality and all that stuff are really good resources. But they, in and of itself, they don't. You have to heal through the nervous system. Period. End of story. Yeah.
Let's talk about your podcast. So it's a little different. It's not your usual half hour where you're interviewing somebody. It's Ray the Healer podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
Oh, well, my podcast is just, it's pretty much each episode is around, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. So the purpose of that and the reason why, I really wanted to do that is just to give snippets, but real valuable information. And without going on, and just give valuable information about, different things and, different aspects of healing that a lot of people haven't really talked about. Like one thing is a lot of people come in with pain, they'll have deep inner bracing, right? And they're like, oh my God, I never heard of deep inner bracing before, right? But that's exactly what I'm doing, right? So that comes from trauma, right? But it helps people to understand what bracing is. If your body is bracing, right, is it going to be in a relaxed, healthy state, right? Healing state? No, of course not. Right. So it's like things like that to bring awareness to people and hope, really, and hope, because you really can heal from really horrific things.
No, I think, question. It's incredibly smart because, people are so time starved anymore. And I think a lot of people think, well, a podcast is half an hour. A podcast can be whatever you want it to be. It's like media that you own, as I like to say. And I think it's a great format and for people to tune in. And if they like something for 5-7 minutes, they're probably going to listen to another one. And so for the folks out there who are, always tune in here for a marketing lesson, consider that you don't have to do a half hour podcast. You can just do short little snippets that people will click to. Maybe they'll listen to two or three of them on a commute or when they're jogging or something like that. So wish you a lot of luck with that. I think it's going to be a pretty good tool for connecting you to other people. I'm always curious and I'm surprised I don't know the answer to this, but did you start, like, you didn't become a lawyer or a CPA and then get into healing, or did you always want to do this? What was your early career?
My early career, I was a body worker for the last 30 something years.
And, okay.
For a very long time. As you can imagine, getting into somatic healing is, I had my own, trauma work and I still do my own trauma work. I still keep growing and and healing. But I will tell you that, you know, I was searching since I was probably 14. I was going to talk therapy when I was 14. I had actually had a therapist who was saw me for free. He's like, what kind of 14-year-old wants to go to therapy? And I was trying to figure out, I was trying to help myself, and I didn't know how, but it took me many, many years. But through my journey, I just, you know, and it was funny. I got into body work. I didn't know it had anything to do with trauma. I had nothing to do with it. But it does, and it applied years later of studying the nervous system on exactly how it, you know, it works. And then I started my own work in it. And then now I'm starting to help other people with that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So last question, Ray, you know, so much of what you do, there's such a huge, a trust element, right? People don't just bare their souls to somebody they met 10 minutes ago, right? Mm-hmm. How do you establish a safe environment for new clients? So, you know, they can explore some of the ways that you can help them.
Yeah. First thing is education, right? You know, being, you know, having a safe space, whether it's on Zoom or in my office, but I want to establish that, right? Make sure they're safe, checking in, make sure how they're feeling, right? Mm-hmm. How they feel with us. And if we don't have a rapport, then I could always, you know, it probably won't work. But most of the time we do have a good, you know, I'm pretty good at having rapport with people, but it's really about education and educating them. And it's a big thing for a lot of people, to trauma survivors. And so what happens is they're blaming themselves at a deep level. They may be saying, no, I don't blame myself, but there's a deep level of blaming themselves. And so I try to just educate them consistently on how, what their nervous system is doing, even though it's making it, you know, survival energy is making them sick, that it's normal that your body's doing it. But here's, we're going to switch and change. And so we're going to change that pattern, but it takes a little time. So it's just constant education and making sure they're safe and exercises to bring some safety in there. So it takes some
time. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Which for people like me, Stephanie says, I have the patience of a gnat. Right? People want, can you fix me like now? Can I come in 10 minutes later, walk out healed? Doesn't happen right?
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Well, Ray, this was fascinating. A little bit different than our usual interview, folks, but I think what he's doing is some really important work. And from the business side, there's a lot of things he's doing right. From, you know, he's really focused in a niche, you know, and he's constantly training, he's writing a book, he's doing a podcast. So there's a lot of that element too for the folks who tune in for the marketing stuff. But Ray, how can people connect with you and learn more about what you do?
Well, they can go to Ray the Healer. .com, mm-hmm. Right? They could check that out. And there's going to be more and more information as time goes on. A lot of more information going to be on there, more podcasts. And they could also email me through raymillerhealing@gmail.com. So raymillerhealing@gmail.com. And, you know, any questions or anything, I'll be happy to answer them.
Awesome. And raythehealer.com, that's where your podcast is. And there's a very good blog there, and I know he's writing more stuff as we speak, not as we speak literally, but so yeah, hey, if you're watching this live, I apologize. We had a little snafu with Ray's camera, but the show must go on when you're live. If you're watching this on replay, I'm going to put a nice little picture of Ray in there so you won't be looking at a black box. So anyway, connect with Ray. Right. Ray, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Folks, that wraps up this very special interview with Ray Miller. He is Ray the Healer. You can connect with him at raythehealer.com. You can connect with me at getjimpalmer.com. But until this time next week, another fantastic interview. I am Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, and you take good care.
Now it's time to go implement what you've learned. Great ideas are nice, but results only happen through action and implementation. So stay focused. Kick all distractions to the curb.
Sleep a little less if you have to.
And create your dream business now so you too can live your dream lifestyle. To learn about building your dream business, join Jim's free Dream Business Facebook community at dreambizgroup.com. That's dreambizgroup.com. See you next week for more Dream Business Radio.